Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Iver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. This week, our program continues our conversations on work in later life, focusing today on low-income older workers.
Our guest this week is Dr. Kelly Mickelson, a senior research associate in the Income and Benefits Policy Center at the Urban Institute. Her work focuses on evaluating workforce development and post-secondary education programs, and includes studies of income support, welfare reform, and social service programs and policies. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here today.
Your research on low-income older workers highlighted some of the issues facing older adults. For your study, how do you find low-income older workers?
Well, so this work was done for the AARP Foundation, and so we use definitions that are consistent with their programs. They currently have employment programs that serve unemployed older workers. And so we define older workers as those that are age 50 and above. And we define low income as those households earning 300% of the or less of the federal poverty line. And so that would amount to about $35,000 a year for a one-person household and about $48,000 a year for a two-person household.
What are those occupations that are expected to grow in the next 10 years?
When we look at the low and middle wage occupations that are projected to grow most rapidly, the top occupation is actually nursing, psychiatric, and home health aides. And so this is a job that is projected to have 620,000 new jobs nationally in the next 10 years. And this is, although this job is projected to grow quite a bit, it does have an average median wage of about $12 an hour. Another job that's growing quite rapidly is in other personal care and service jobs. And this is expected to have over 600,000 jobs nationally. There's expected to be over 500,000 new jobs in food and beverage serving and also in construction trades. And among these four occupations that I've just described, only the construction trades workers have a median wage that's greater than $12 an hour. And then there are other growth jobs that have very high wages. An example would be in the entertainment and sports-related workers, and that would pay over $19 an hour. Unfortunately, though, nationwide, there's only expected to be about 46,000 new jobs in this particular occupation.
What are some of the challenges facing older workers today?
So a couple of things of note. Employers often say that they don't want to train older workers because they think they're likely to retire soon. And we actually found that this is not the case. We looked at the retirement plans of older workers because employers say that they don't want to train older workers because they're likely to retire soon. And what we find is that the majority of low-income older workers don't have plans to retire. So 44% of these low-income older workers do not have any plans to retire, and an additional 9% don't know when they will retire. And so that's 53% of these workers who have no immediate plans to retire. And the remaining 47% do have plans to retire in the coming years, but only 15% of those thought that they would retire within the next 5 years. And so this is sort of concrete evidence that older workers are not planning to retire soon, and that particularly for low-income older workers, their retirement plans are unknown, and that these are workers that, in fact, it would make sense to consider providing additional training to. Some of the other challenges that we looked at were the health difficulties that low-income older workers may be facing. So for 50 to 59-year-olds, only 11% are experiencing any health difficulty, but by the time the workers are 60 to 69 years old, it's up to 15% of them, and for those age 70 and older, it's one quarter. Older workers, on average, are more likely to retire than those that are low income. In fact, we looked at it by income within our sample and found that the poorest workers in our sample are the least likely to retire. And so that just indicates that their level of poverty and disadvantage is likely trapping them into staying in the labor force as long as possible so that they can support themselves as they age.
Are there particular challenges facing older women workers that are different than for men?
We did. We did identify some particular challenges for older women workers. And women are a vulnerable group for many different reasons. On the one hand, we found that women have slightly higher levels of education than men on average, but women tend to have slightly lower incomes than men, household incomes. And so part of that is reflected because working men are much more likely to be working full-time. Three-quarters of the men in our sample are working full-time compared to 60% of the low-income older women. They are significantly less likely to be married as they age. They are much more likely to be divorced or widowed, particularly as they get older.
What are the kinds of skills that low-income older workers will need that they don't currently have?
We looked at 100 different skill categories in the database that we were using, and some of these skills would be less critical to high-growth occupations than others. But we found that low-income older workers, the skills that they currently have are not necessarily the skills that they will need in the future or for jobs that are projected to grow in the future. And so we found that for the workforce as a whole, there are very small or negligible skill deficits relative to their projected skill needs. But for low-income older workers, we find that there are more significant skill gaps. And the largest skill gap that we identified is in their knowledge of computers and electronics, indicating that some computer training may be valuable to these workers. We also found that clerical skills and mathematics are areas where the current skills of low-income older workers may fall short for those, again, occupations that are projected to grow. And then there were a number of language-related skills where low-income older workers have gaps in reading comprehension, in writing, in written expressions, and also in written comprehension. And so this suggests that low-income older workers would benefit from blending sort of job-specific training, maybe in computers and that kind of thing, with some basic skills instruction in those areas that are related to language and communication.
Kelly, this has been so highly informative. We want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to our website at chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week and hope you will be too.